Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, November 7th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me, returning our regular Monday co-host here, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Hey, welcome, Paul.
Hi, Richard. Been a while.
Yes, it has. How have things been? I mean, you've been traveling to Europe and back. No one has imprisoned you for being a hate speech thought criminal or anything, so that's good.
Not yet.
Right, not yet. But no, things turned out well enough. You enjoyed your time away.
Yes, but okay, let me tell your audience some personal information, because I was working with a company, Richard, and one of the guys was a homosexual, and I didn't have a good feeling about this guy from quite early. And today I got a text message, and this is what we're talking about. He said, I have become aware that your views and opinions are starting to reflect badly on my company and could affect the business. With this in mind, I feel it's best that we terminate your employment with immediate effect.
Wow, this is really disappointing. I mean, here I was trying to make a joke regarding your travels, and I'm really sorry for that to happen, Paul. I don't know how it was brought to their attention.
I don't know either. I don't know either, because I think one of the guys is a homosexual. He called me earlier and he accused me of all sorts of things. And I said, you have no basis for these accusations. I mean, they just completely made things up. This gay guy doesn't like the fact I'm a Christian or remotely conservative, and he's been scheming against me and influencing my boss. So now my boss on Friday said, okay, I'll see you for work on Tuesday, and then he suddenly sends me this message. So that's what you're dealing with, you understand?
I mean, I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, you enjoyed the type of work you were involved with, but more than that, I mean, it was your livelihood, and you have the rug pulled off from you at a crushing economic
time. Yeah, of course.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a very strange situation, you know. So you have a homosexual who's like working behind the scenes to destroy your job, basically, is what happened. I knew this from the start. This there was like three guys in this company that I worked for, and the guy who owns the company is a lovely guy, but he's been under pressure by this homosexual right from the start. And this homosexual guy pretends he's a nice guy, but he's not a nice guy. He's twisted, and he's completely destroyed my job. But there you are. It doesn't matter.
Well, no, I mean, it does matter, though. And it is amazing how polarized this gay movement has placed anyone in their circles politically, as far as the social engineering, you know, the predictive programming with everything in the entertainment industry and media slant on any and every story reported. And it's just, well, yeah, they have this proxy army through the LGBT and trans as well now for any of these far left.
Yeah, to me it's a spiritual battle. Everything's a spiritual battle, you know. It's just like I don't mean a religious battle, you know. I don't mean you have to go to a church or you know, any of that sort of stuff. I just mean, you know, okay, so you're not a religious person. You're not a Christian. Okay, you're not anti-Christian, but you're a lovely guy, right? Okay, so, you know, your soul is good. But not everyone's soul is good. It doesn't matter where you go to a church or where you don't go to a church or whether you're an atheist or a Muslim or anything else. It's like there are people who have their heart is right or their heart is not, okay? So you're always dealing with some people where their hearts are not right. And, you know, that's what you're dealing with. It's always a spiritual battle, you know? You understand?
Yes, I do. And so these people are drawn to power and connections who can get them that power, and so they know what they need to push.
Or just they're just not very nice people, you understand? Mm-hmm. You know, you get some people, I mean, listen, you know, some people, I don't know, Richard, when you go to work, are you nice to people? I'm pretty nice to people. You know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I've got no agenda. I was always a nice person, you know, from when I was a kid to my brothers and sisters. Okay, maybe, you know, I have my flaws, a little selfish sometimes, aren't we all? But I never wish anyone any harm. You know, I'm not scheming against people. You understand? And you know, but sometimes you know you come up against people who are like twisted and not very nice people. You know.
Yes. No. Absolutely. And yeah. No. It's a pretty rough way to end your trip, your vacation abroad to come back to this. And I don't really know what else I can say as consolation. I mean, I hope you can find a replacement line of work sooner than later, obviously, you know, but unemployment there might be rising like it is here with all the inflation. I don't know. We keep hearing about more and more plans for layoffs. A lot of these bigger companies even have or are about to engage in layoffs. Like we've heard, Twitter, Zuckerberg's Meta with Facebook, Comcast, one of the cable, entertainment broadcasting companies here in the States. Another big company, an example. But I mean, that once a few do it, then it's the green light for more and more to do it. So no, I hope that you can secure, you know, just a different position there. And I don't know. In the meantime, I assume anyone who's trying to get benefits for unemployment, that's probably saturated, I take it, right, already?
Sorry, say that again?
As far as any being able to get compensation for unemployment in the meantime, you know, before getting another job. I mean, I assume that's already with hefty competition as far as the applicants and, you know, the system's probably pretty overwhelmed over there.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you have to. You're competing against everyone over here for anything. So, you know.
Yeah, so I don't know. It must make you wonder.
It's not important. I always rely on Christ for everything. If I need something, if I need money, if I need whatever, God will provide. That's how I operate my life. You know, that's why I'm a Christian. You know, so. And you know, I have very good friends. You know, when I think about my life, you know, I think about people like you, Richard, and Patrick Slattery, and even David Duke. You know, David sent me a message a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I haven't heard from you in 2 weeks. Are you okay? I'm worried about you, you know. You know. Yeah, so, you know, I know who my friends are. You understand? You know?
Yes.
People like you. People like David Duke, they ask, are you okay? Stephen Douglas Whitener, people like that, good people, you know. I know who my friends are, you know. It's just like, that's most important to me. And I've got a really nice girlfriend now that I met. As you know, I was out in Milan. She's a really good girl. So, you know, you have good things in your life sometimes, and sometimes you don't have good things. And but you have the most important things in your life, you know?
Absolutely. So, and I don't know, yeah, the way you make it sound, it may not have even been that this person had information on you doing broadcasts, expressing your views. It may have just been him hearing your views expressed just in around the workplace, day-to-day life, or...
No, I think he's just a typical homosexual who fancied me and realized he couldn't have me, you know. I think that was a problem. Listen, it's very common with homosexuals, you know, if you're like reasonably good looking, you know, they always fancy you and then they always cause problems.
Well, it's
when they realize you're straight.
Well, it's probably just kind of a tough time for you to really to be able to put much thought to other topics.
I told him this today.
All right. Good enough. You know. Good enough.
It was very nice to tell him the truth. I said, this is a problem. You fancy me and you can't have me, so you're causing problems. But, you know, I've spoken to Duke about this a lot. You know, homosexual behavior is like, it's not just just their sexual behavior. You know, homosexuals are very twisted people, you understand? They're very, very, complicated people. You know, they're very angry or weird or what, you know. It's just like, I don't really understand these people, you know. I'm a pretty straightforward guy, you know. Homosexuals, there's always going to be problems with these people, you understand?
Well, many of them, the majority seem to be rather jaded and rather vengeful, as if dissatisfied with their own life, projecting that into the way they are to others. They're resentful.
Yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very angry people. They want to cause problems all the time. You know, it's just like, I don't understand these people. They're very twisted, you know. I instinctively knew when I was working with this guy, I was like, this guy's going to be a problem. And I know he caused problems with my company. And now it's like resulted in I've got no work anymore with his company, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And again, it's kind of a culture war extension, you know, the gay proxy army, which is developed and is so extreme in looking for anything to. But you think it could have been some personal issues?
Yeah, but not only that. Not only that. I mean, this guy's calling me. He's saying, I don't like your. The reason the guy sacked me, he said, your views and opinions are causing problems for our company. I was like, which views and opinions are you talking about? So this gay guy calls me and says all sorts of accusations about stuff I've said, which I didn't say, and very, very twisted. You understand? He's like saying, you're upsetting our clients, and I was like, I don't speak to your clients. Do you understand? No one has ever heard my opinion about clients. I've never said anything. This guy's just like making things up. And I told him, I said, you're just making it up. You're literally making things up. And so I made some things up as well. So in retaliation, I sent him some messages. I said, this is what you said to me. I just made it up. You understand? Because he made things up. He created things out of thin air. Completely out of the blue. Just created like lies. And it was a sad situation. But that's what you're dealing with. To me, it's a spiritual battle. This guy's like, attacking me. And it's sad because I like the guy I work for. He's a nice guy, but this kid... This homosexual kid is like taking advantage of him very much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like Jared Kushner all over again, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean,
well, it's interesting. It's interesting though, because you know it plays into the culture war, because this guy was saying all sorts of things, you know, about my opinions, and he was just making stuff up. He was just like, you know, elaborating on certain things I said about, you know, Christians, even though he's homosexual. You know, I was really nice to this guy. I was like, no hostility to him at all. You understand? Nothing. Just like nice to him. I was like, it doesn't matter if you're homosexual. I remember saying to him.
Yeah, when I'm in the workplace, like you asked, I mean, I'm the same way with individuals, no matter what, who they are, what their background or demographic. I'm very nice, and yeah, I don't bring my politics to the individual in the workplace. That's something I don't do either.
Nothing. There was like no hostility from me at all to him. You understand? It was like I said, listen, you know, you're a human being. I actually said I feel for you, because you know maybe it was difficult for you when you were younger, growing up in homosexual, to have these feelings. No bigotry, no Christian, you know, hard line from me, nothing. And yet, you know, this guy started causing problems, you know.
And it's, well, all too common, of course, yes, for especially in these sort of times where everyone is more stressed due to the climate, the amount of categories we're lied to on a daily basis. And, of course, you know, yeah, these extreme agendas in politics, they feel virtuous. And so if it's against their ideology, that even if they're taking out things on a personal level, like you suggested, it makes them feel free from guilt.
Yes, you know. But, you know, the whole basis of terminating my employment was based on the culture war. It was like, we don't like your opinions. And I was like, which opinions don't you like suddenly, you know? What are you talking about? But no specifics, you know? Because you've got like a homosexual influence in the employer, and so the guy couldn't actually explain to me what I specifically said was a problem. You understand? He just said, "We don't like your opinions." So now you have a situation where your employment is terminated based on your employer saying we don't like your opinions without even explaining what his problem is. You understand?
Well, one of his workers, at least, was not comfortable in the workplace because of you. And even if it's a question of you go or he goes to keep the peace, I mean, you know, and this person has quotas. I mean, a homosexual is a very valuable asset for a company these days. They need those homosexuals, you know, just like they need all those people of color on staff.
But so, no explanation. No explanation as to, I said, which opinions don't you like? Well, but no explanation.
Well, get rid of the straight white male. It's always the safe bet. Sorry, we'll be right back.
My boss is a Jew, by the way.
Imagine my shock. Stick around. We'll be right back, folks.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And I did want to at least get this headline out there. White House held secret talks with Putin aides to avert U.S.-Russia war. We now heard from the Wall Street Journal. On Sunday, the White House has reportedly held secretive behind-the-scenes dialogue with the Kremlin related to the war in Ukraine. The Wall Street Journal revealed on Sunday, citing unnamed U.S. and allied officials. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spearheaded the secret talks with high-level Russian officials in recent months, reportedly with the aim of reducing the risk of the two nuclear-armed superpowers stumbling into a direct broader conflict. Of course, keeping that from the public, because to fund this, you need the fear. Right. And you can't just have it a regional conflict and everyone has to be further in debt with all of the COVID and other spending caused inflation and energy crises on us already. And the green agenda scam. And forget about all that already. You know, just helping this regional conflict NATO goals. And yet, keeping that fear, but making sure that there is no real fear for these war hawks all along. I mean, I'm pretty disgusted by that. And I hate to say I told you so, but in this case, I can't help it because I've been saying for months that on a certain level, Putin is playing along internationally. There's only so much he can go against, even if he's against some of these gay and trans agendas in his country, tidbits that they can toss him. at least time period.
Well, yeah, but Putin knows that the West is very divided. I mean, you can listen to all the propaganda about, all this, the coalition of the willing. Who's the coalition of the willing? Some weird, crazy Polish people and some reluctant Romanians. The Germans, they're not interested. The Italians, they're not interested. Okay, so if they want to, stick American troops on the ground in Ukraine, the American troops are going to be obliterated, like all the rest of them. Ukraine will not exist in 2 or 3 months, okay? Putin knows this. There's nothing the Americans can do except start World War III. And I don't even think they can do that. You know, it's just like the American military is not so strong. You know, they're all over the place and they're weak. Europe is not supporting anything against Russia. So what have they got? The Poles and some Romanians. This is not a problem for Russia, okay? So 2 or 3 months from now, Ukraine is not going to exist. That's a reality. John Mersheimer spoke about this, and he was exactly right. If the Ukraine is a threat to to Russia, Putin will destroy it, and that's what's happening. And when it's going to be cold there in the next couple of months, you're going to see Ukrainians are just going to be obliterated, and Ukraine won't it'll cease to exist. I mean, either Russia will just take over the whole country, or they'll just completely destroy the country. But that's what's coming in the next couple of months. That country will be completely destroyed. I think there's 500,000 soldiers mobilized now, against Ukraine. That country is not going to exist. You understand?
Yes. Well, I did want to go on for quite a bit with various takes on why Elon Musk cannot be trusted. All of the groups he's cowing down to, partnering with the ADL and with the European Union's concerns and demands. He had a meeting with Jonathan Greenblatt and a bunch of others from the ADL. So they went over quite thoroughly. Even members of U.S. Congress are putting their 2 cents in. Everyone's going to go over with a fine-tooth comb, anything on Twitter, but $44 billion just to try to rebrand, some sort of establishment social media platform. I'd say with the reputation of Facebook being as bad as it is and Twitter starting to go that direction, they needed to salvage at least one of them as far as the PR potential, both for political and the social engineering / transhumanist agenda. I think that and just VR appeal, that's something they want to sell with Twitter and Elon, whereas Meta, Facebook have been pretty much failing to be positive in the public eye. But I see we have another direction we can take things. We have someone in queue here. So I see the break is upon us. Stick around, folks, and we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today. It's
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, it seems like we have a caller on the line. We have Paul in California here with us. Welcome, Paul.
Yes, I thought I would take a break from impaling people, which can be quite exhaustive. You know, the talk of heavier political issues sort of derailed my contemporaneous, you know, take on the travails of your guest there in the workplace. Nevertheless, I will make an attempt at my original observation, the thoughts that occurred to me. So let me get this straight. Your boss is or was a Jew. Your co-worker or colleague is or was a homosexual sodomite who likely has designs on your manhood. And your girlfriend, I understand, was more or less forced, in quotation marks, to take a likely poisonous Jew concoction under the guise of medicine in order for her to continue to be allowed to work. Oh, what a wonderful world we live in, huh?
All true.
It makes me think of that phrase, thanks, Jews. I think I originally would attribute that to Kyle or Sinead or their Renegade. Thanks, Jews. What a great, great environment you've created for all of us.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, listen, you know, the guy I was working for, he was adopted. His blood is Jewish, I think, but his mother was like not, his adopted mother family was not Jewish. I mean, he's the most un-Jewish guy you could meet. But he has his homosexual working for him. He's 22. He's earning £30,000 a year, which is unheard of for a gardener, unless you're a manager, after 2 years. I mean, this guy is obviously, you know, manipulating this guy, and it's a very strange situation. So all of a sudden, he started causing problems for me. I don't know why, because I was nice to this guy, this gay guy. I didn't cause him any problems. But it's a spiritual battle, and he realized I'm a Christian, and this guy has caused nothing but problems, and now it's like resulted in no work for me. Suddenly, this my boss texted me today, said, we don't like your views and opinions, and we can't work with you anymore. And I was like, which views and opinions are you talking about, you know? But
yeah.
No explanation. No explanation.
Yeah.
No specifics, you know?
This is such a common workplace drama sort of situation for men. You know, I like to consider myself a man because most of my life I've been such, and I've mostly worked for myself. But I do have quite a few stories here and there, including my being terminated, which I've told on the air before for saying the word that you're not allowed to say. I can only say this, you know, obviously we're not mean people, okay, but we just cannot tolerate Jews, and we can't tolerate homosexuality. You know, you just can't do it because it leads always to bad and wrong results, and of course it's being promoted now, you know, so I've had many contacts and occasional friends who were gay. You know, and you know, that's fine. I mean, I've never been, mean to them or anything like that. In fact, there was one guy in particular I'm thinking about who, you know, we went out to dinner quite a few times. And, you know, we basically enjoyed each other's company. He was also a fellow landscaper. That's how we met, actually. He was working on a project that was essentially next door to mine. And, you know, we both knew each other in terms of what we were. You know, I told him right away because he's the one who first said, hey, let's get together sometime. Let's have dinner. And I just looked at him straight in the face. I go, yeah, that's fine. But just so you know, I'm straight. And he's like, oh, okay, sure, no problem. Right? And but here's the thing. The reason I mention this story is all these people seem to have, from my experience, some kind of weird background that I think has really messed them up. This man was open enough with me to tell me what happened. And he was okay with it. This is the thing. He felt it was just one of those things, and he was completely fine with it. But he was molested by both of his parents. He described his parents as kind of swingers, and probably they were bisexual. And they used to, you know, bring him in to some of their little parties, and he had sex with both men and women starting at a fairly early age. And it seemed to me that whenever I was with him and we were talking, I won't say all the time, but I would say half the time, he couldn't resist telling me about some little sexual escapade he had, and typically it was with his boyfriend, and maybe where they, mostly they were into oral. You know, most gays don't really get that much into so-called anal. There's some that do, but mostly they just, you know, they have a relationship based upon a mutual
love. But it's not even about their sexual behavior. I mean, my experience with homosexuals are that, you know, it goes well beyond their sexual behavior. They're twisted people. They're very malicious and very twisted and complicated. So it's not like they are normal people who have abnormal sexual experiences. It goes well beyond that. You understand? They're always very, very twisted people, and very, very eccentric, and not in a good way, you know.
Right, which that was the reason, of course, I was telling the story. Is it just, you know, he seemed to be obsessed with all this, and he was an older guy. I mean, we were both, I believe, if I remember correctly, we were both in our mid-40s, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he'd also, you know, been with quite a few women, too. I mean, he was an attractive, intelligent guy, so he had no problem attracting women. And so it's just a completely messed up, you know, way of thinking, a way of living. And this is what occurs when it's accepted and, of course, promoted. And I'm also thinking recently of a video I watched where is a man who was a woman. He was originally a man, became a woman, transsexual, and now he's trying to become a man again. And talking about how screwed up the whole thing is. He's older now. I'm sure maybe some people may have seen this video. And, you know, he talked about he was molested beginning at about 4 or 5 years old. So, you know, I don't know what to... I'm assuming it's true. Whatever these people say, I just take them at their word. Maybe some of them were molested. Maybe some of them weren't. I don't really believe that just being molested alone can turn you gay, but it's possible. I don't think we can fully understand it. But I'll leave it with this thought. There was somebody I was listening to over the weekend on RBN on their show, and they were talking about some very interesting things about all these cultural norms and sexual things being promoted now. They said that at one point in our society, they were all illegal. And not only now are they not illegal anymore, but they have gone past being normalized to being promoted. So I just think there's only one approach we can take to this. It has to be completely smashed the way that the National Socialists in Germany did. That's my two cents for the moment. You may now return.
Yeah, because, you know, because, Paul, you know, it's like they accuse us of being intolerant. And, you know, this particular young guy, you know, not intolerant to him at all. You know, is it nice to him? They are the ones who are intolerant. And it's not about, like you said, you know, homosexuality at one point was illegal, but you give these people an inch and they will make your life a nightmare. It's just like they want to control everything. You know, it's just like so we're not the intolerant ones. They are. And they're very twisted. And if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. You understand?
Yes, I do. All right. Well, gentlemen, continue on and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. We have a comment from Elon Musk telling independent-minded voters to vote for Republican Congress. So, you know, the Republicans will save us, according to Elon Musk, even though... he can't say free speech on his own platform due to the same establishment. But I was going to mention more, but maybe people have heard enough of just the amount he's going to keep business as usual, it seems. I mean, it might be a little less left-leaning, Twitter, but for the most part, most of the censorship will remain. Anything challenging climate change or COVID will remain. So how much is of that much significance would really change? You know, yes, again, it might not be as extreme against the establishment Republican viewpoints or something. It sounds like that's the most you might get from this rebranding. And that's all it really is, rebranding of establishment social media with Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. We have another caller. Dan in Washington is on the line. Hey, welcome, Dan. What's on your mind today? Hello, Dan.
Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you. There you go. How's it going?
Sorry about your job there, Paul. Gonna say maybe the Mexicans aren't so bad. If you lived in the States, you probably wouldn't have that problem, at least. you know, but I called. I heard on Fast the Nation. They reported that this Liz Truss, there was some leaked emails that kind of proved that she blew up the pipeline in the. Germany, have you heard anything about that? There's kind of a scandal, I guess.
Well, I did hear some alleged quote attributed to Putin and or his advisors blaming MI6, But then elsewhere, I've heard claims trying to point to the U.S. Perhaps that was valid, you know, this reference to MI6 coming from the Kremlin. And, yeah, that's what this was alluding to, Dan. So, I mean, that's what I caught. But we've had a lot of people, Sweden, they had an investigation, wouldn't turn over their results to Russia, don't want to be part of an international investigation. So they don't want to name names. But, yeah, Sweden may have also seen that it's British technology, I suppose, planting the charges or something. I don't know, Paul, did you hear anything about this or no? I know you've been on vacation and all. I don't know if we still have Paul.
Oh, yeah, it sounded kind of quiet. I was expecting him to laugh at my Mexican joke there.
Oh. Well, apparently the Russians hacked the phone of Liz Truss, and after like 1 minute after the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed, Liz Truss apparently sent Anthony Blinken at the State Department a message saying it's done.
Huh. That's interesting.
So, well, I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. I mean, you know, apparently that's what happened. Of course, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's just like predictable, you know.
Dan, do you have anything to comment on the domestic politics front here in the U.S.? We have these midterm elections tomorrow, and anything and everything out there is trying to influence votes with the media spin currently.
Yeah, I almost voted. I thought about what you guys said, but so I voted Republican on every... because we have this horrible person, Patty Murray, here in Washington, and want to get rid of her. But so I voted because we can vote by mail. I filled out the form, and then somebody said, but they want to get rid of Social Security, you know, and I thought about it, and I said, well, it seems like when they get into power, these Republicans, that's really all they do is go after Social Security, man. They just can't leave it alone. So I just ripped out my ballot, threw it away, and I kind of want to punish Mitch McConnell for getting rid of any pro-white people. Like Mitch McConnell's still running the party. Kevin McCarthy's still there. You know, they got rid of Steve King, Chris Kobach. The way they didn't do anything the first 2 years Trump was in there, I just don't think they deserve a red wave, you know. I really don't. I don't see him making any stands on the COVID issue, really, as a party. Of course, you got a few governors, but
in the green agenda, they're not going to push against that either. Any establishment Republicans?
Yeah, they don't stand like. That's what I thought. I said, you know, they have all these issues that we all talk about. But when they get into power, that's really all they're going to try to do is cut Social Security and Medicare and stuff for old people. That's how I see it. But I can't vote Democrat, so I said I'm staying out this one.
I'm sure it's very similar as far as the political options overseas there, Paul.
Yeah, it's very similar, of course.
And as far as race entering into things, I mean, yeah, anyone who tries to defend how everything is slanted against white people in their own nations these days.
Well, we have an Indian prime minister now, so.
Right. But anyone who was genuinely seemed nationalist has been shunned out long ago. Like Nick Griffin, I mean, he was seen as ultimate evil, right?
Yeah, of course, because you can't defend your identity in the UK without being called an anti-Semite or a racist, and so they tie your hands behind your back all the time, and you're not allowed to affirm your identity. I mean, this is absurd because, you know, every other country has, like, very strong borders. It's just the European countries don't have strong borders, and America doesn't have borders. And so, you know, it, of course it's absurd. But that's what you're dealing with because you have a bunch of a little small group of people, Jews, basically, a little criminal syndicate, who have an ancient hatred towards Europe because of their history, you know? And that's what they're doing. And America is the perfect platform for them because they have separated themselves from European history, you know?
Dan, hey, did you want us to hold you over?
Yeah, real quick. I just... go ahead.
Okay, we'll hold you over.
Hold me over, please. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson. Final segment. We have Dan in Washington. What else did you want to add, Dan? Dan, are you still there?
Yep.
There you are.
Yeah.
I hear you now. Okay. Go ahead with your point. I can hear you now.
I was forced to watch Fareed Kazarian, and he was celebrating basically the death of Britain by saying it's the most multiplied democracy, and Britain's an example of us all. But I racial and multiple, you know, it's just these. Anyway, good luck for your job. I'm going to cut out here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're cutting out a bit. Yeah, we didn't catch too much of that. But, Paul, could you respond to what it seems he was alluding to there?
Yeah, it was difficult to hear him, Richard.
I agree. But, I suppose just on the bigger picture, just, you know, well, we have to stay positive and we have Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, yes, you wanted to add something. We have about a minute or two left.
Hey, Richard.
Richard. Kanye West.
Right. Kathleen?
Hey, Richard and Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
Did I interrupt?
It's always lovely to hear from you, Kathleen.
Oh, thank you. Well, Paul, I want to tell you, a family member was laid off. And within less than a month, he had the best job he ever got in his life. And he had two job offers. So I'm thinking that's going to happen for you.
Yeah, I never worry about these things. I mean, I instinctively know when I'm, like, dealing with satanic powers, you understand? So I never worry
yes.
about these things.
No, that's very good for all of us to hear your attitude. But I also want to tell you that to see somebody within less than a month get multiple offers that were better than the job they had. So I'm hoping that for you.
As am I. Yeah, I admire your strength, Paul. And I would think that should have to come if there's any justice in the universe, which it's hard to believe that there are. There shouldn't be when it really comes down to it. But
what type
Kathleen.
Of work do you do, Paul?
Well, Paul was in gardening, I believe, most recently. Isn't that right, Paul? Landscaping, gardening, a lot of that.
I was disconnected there from Kathleen, and I'm really interested in what you have to say. Is she still there?
She's still here.
What type of work were you in?
Gardening, Kathleen. But, you know, listen, you know, it's a spiritual battle, as you well know. So,
yes.
You know,
but
you understand.
God,
so.
But God still give you a fabulous, better job.
Yeah, the Lord will always look after, you understand?
That's right. We have the method of protection.
Of course.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Kathleen, for those sentiments. Please support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.